The following is part of a recorded conversation between myself and the player. Some parts have been edited to preserve secrets.
How have you actually been with the system? How are you finding it?
Pretty good. I went to my local casino and used basically using the different sectors of the wheel and stuff. I was making a profit. I had a few small losing sessions with it, but for the most part, I made a small profit.
Okay, so that was the least effective of the methods I teach. Have you tried any of the others at all?
I tried a little bit. See, I was a little lazy. I tried online. Basically, and I did make a profit. I did not, in the long run, I did not have a losing session.
Okay, so it's fair to say you're confident in the system's capabilities to win.
That's correct. I would tell you if I was, frustrated or anything like that, I would have emailed you, and I wasn't frustrated with the system.
Okay, not a problem. Whereabouts do you live? What area?
In Canada.
You're in Canada.
Ottawa, Canada, capital of Canada.
Have you tried anything like any of the other techniques that I've taught?
Not too much. No, I did not really dabble in that.
Okay, yeah. You'll find that once you understand all the techniques, you'll determine, you can pretty much know which of the techniques is most suitable to the wheel that you come across. You'll find that sometimes you might prefer over something like a wheel analysis technique, such as a custom variant. But it really comes with understanding of what the techniques do.
You're right. Probably I'm looking for the most easiest system out there, where basically, you have your betting charts, and then basically when a number comes up, you sort of know what sector or what 10 numbers or 11 numbers to cover kind of thing. Majority of the time, like after work, I might, hop into the car, go to the casino, and maybe make a little bit of money on the side. Maybe a couple of thousand a month. I'm trying to go for about $2,000 a month, but again, I'll gradually start slow because it's a learning curve, obviously, involved, and then build myself up from there.
Okay. When you made a few wins at the casino, how much are you up overall with the system so far?
Well, one time I won $250. That was a nice little win. Mm-hmm. Over about an hour and a half, I would have to say. And then another time I went down 40 units, $40. Mm-hmm. And then the third time when I applied it, I was up by about $30. So the first time I went, I guess it's bigger than luck, I was up about $240, $250.
Right.
So, like I said, I made probably about a $190 profit.
Okay. What would that be in units? How many units you
talked
about?
I was using $1 units.
$1 units. Okay, well, then that's fine. Yeah, you'll find that the profits will go up and down. If you had best $5 units, obviously you're dealing with thousands of dollars, and $100 units, and you're dealing with tens of thousands potentially. Most casinos don't anywhere near do their job properly, and they usually don't need to because most people don't know how to beat roulette.
Exactly. That's why people usually stray away from. That's probably the number one beatable gambling system probably out there is roulette.
Most definitely. No doubt about that.
Other than other things like crap, you can't really beat. Well, you probably can beat craps to a certain degree.
unless you've got a biased dice or something like that, it's not really possible to beat craps. You can have a good system for it, beating the actual odds is no good. Blackjack, you can card count, you can do shuffle analysis. The most you'll get is around about a 5% edge. Roulette, you can get an edge up to 100%. That means you're winning literally 100% edge as opposed to a 2.5% edge against you, and that's huge. So there's no way any of the game competes with it.
I was a blackjack fan, but I never made money off that. I usually went belly up half the time because I just never know when to hit and stuff like that. But
it's not the best game to play. We're developing technology at the moment that's card counting as well as shuffle analysis, but that still doesn't compare to any of the roulette computers and that. But there is technology that we're working on at the moment that actually sees through the back of the card, and so you know which card it actually is. At the moment, the technology is kind of a bit large and impractical, but we're scaling it down for actual application in casinos. But other than that, roulette is definitely the best game to go for.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I enjoy, and I find that like the wheel that I was actually practicing on, like in hall, the automated wheel, it's nice because it's like it's touch bet roulette. Basically, you're sitting there and you're like, you know what I mean? Eight people around and you're just basically betting and you have 90 seconds to place your bet and whatnot. I find there's quite a few patterns. Like when I was watching it, like a sector would come up of one part. It's like one would come up and then, you know what I mean? It seemed to, like when I was looking at different patterns and trying to, devise different patterns, it seems like it was showing some patterns when I was analyzing myself, like the 300 spins that I collected and stuff. really, you put a lot of time and hard work into this, for sure, eh?
I've been doing this for probably, I think, roughly 15 years now.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting here. Some of it I'm getting, some of it's like, ooh, this sounds a little scientific for me.
Look, this is like, there's so much to it. I mean, what I put in the actual documentation is just scratching the surface to what actually is going on. But to put it into a massive guide that would just confuse the hell out of everyone, because there are so many bits and pieces. That's why the best thing to do is, once you've got the software which you're about to have, is when you've got spins in there, we both sit online or on the phone or whatever, even through Skype, so it's much cheaper for us, is we discuss the spins together, and I'll tell you what I see and how I would attack this wheel. And basically, you're using my expertise and my time to analyse those spins for you, and then after a while, most players don't even need my help anymore because they know what to look for.
Exactly. So exactly, I've sent you a few emails throughout the last 7 or 8 months. I've been, you know, talking to you, and I purchased your system back in obviously May, and you've been always there for me with ever any question that I had for you. So thank you for the great customer service. And
not a problem. Look, it's absolutely my pleasure to tell people succeed with the system. It's one of my babies, so I want everyone to succeed with it.
Keeping it all, you know, obviously security tight. You don't want it to leak out.